Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All right, we're back. And John, go ahead and comment on that, and then we're going to go to this clip to show you about what's going on. There's some, our brothers and sisters in Canada, they have got the deep state scared beside themselves, and praise the good Lord for these people. In fact, here, I'll tell you after we play the clip, but go ahead, John.
And Pastor Ernie, we know about, we all know about Fauci. But what we don't know about really is his boss, Dr. Collins. And Collins kind of worked under the radar where Fauci was above the radar. But Collins claimed to be a believer in the Lord. Wait till I tell you what he did, and then he's a believer of the Lord. Believing the Lord. Well, anyways, he went out preaching the vaccine and that it was safe and that it wasn't the communist Chinese plot against us and all of that. And he went to the churches, and he influenced a lot of people. Now, Pastor Ernie, the article doesn't say who he influenced. I really would have been interested in what church people he was influenced in. But here's what's so sad about this. No one vetted him, apparently. And he just said, oh, I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. And all of a sudden, these churches and media, Christian media, was fawning over him. And let me just read a paragraph here to let you know what the people brought, these pastors brought the devil into the church. And here's the devil. He has not only defended experimentation on fetuses obtained by abortion, he's also directed record-level spending toward it. Among the priorities of the NIH was funded under Collins. University of Pittsburgh experiment that involved grafting infant scalps onto lab rats, as well as projected projects that relied on harvest organs of aborted full-term babies. Some doctors that even have charged Collins with giving money to research that required extracting kidneys, uteruses, and bladders from living infants.
There you go.
And Pastor Ernie, look, in this day and age, anybody can really go on Google and other search engines and do, you know, a quick search on this guy, and they would come up with all of this. And no one bothered to do it. They had a free reign. Now, I don't think he was going to the churches like yours, Pastor Ernie. In fact, I know he wasn't. But these other churches,
the entertainment centers, the entertainment, your mega entertainment centers, where they would actually have it set up where they were giving the poison out to people there. They were giving the poison out to people there. And boy, I'm going to tell you, I sure don't want to be in the shoes of any of those pastors or those churches that were encouraging people to take the poison.
Well, they brought the devil in, Pastor Ernie, and how many of the pastors took the death shot along with people in the church? And I'm sure many died already from it, but we're going to see these deaths continue, because some of the death shot is timed, and every month it weakens the immune system, and it weakens it. So over a period of time, the people have, in fact, they say they're developing immune systems like AIDS patients, and they have no immune system, and they'll start dying of all sorts of things, and they won't blame it on the death shot. That'll be hidden behind it.
Well, you know, John, we've had a number of people on from frontline doctors, and they were talking about how they've got three different types out there of so-called, one is a placebo. It's nothing but saline. The other is the death shot, but then there's one that's very, very highly poisonous. And for these people, they're telling you, for these politicians and that, for the most part, that you see them standing up on air taking the shot, most of them don't, you know, are getting the placebo. They're not getting the real shot. I remember hearing an administrator of a hospital saying that I trust and I hope that my staff thinks enough of me that they didn't give me the real thing that they gave me. That, in other words, she was saying that she's hoping that her staff thought enough of her to give her the placebo and not the real poison. So there you go. We're going to take a look now, John, at what's happening in Canada. It's an interesting thing because the deep state in Canada are really worried. And now you have the Gestapo that are threatening the military there. You've got that cowardly little illegitimate child of Fidel Castro up there hiding. And that's Mr. Trudeau hiding someplace. And he's, you know, he wants to totally eliminate Christianity. He wants to make Christianity a crime in Canada. But anyhow, he's threatening these truckers, but he's hiding someplace. And he sends the Gestapo in. Now, I want you to listen to this Gestapo agents as they're there, dressed like jackbooted thugs. And here, these truckers didn't back down at all. And these truckers stood their ground with Gestapo coming to threaten them. So keep the truckers in prayer. And you, cop, John, you were president of Cops for Christ National. You were a former cop. Tell the folks out there, in my opinion, those police officers that know the difference, that will betray their countrymen, they will betray them just for promotion or for power. They're dirty cops, and they're no good, and they're cowardly, and they need to repent of that. They need to get on their knees and pray to ask God to forgive them of that and stand up and then be men and obey God and not a corrupt, totally corrupt government like they have there and here. So let's go to the clip.
Stu, the Canadian trucker convoy started as a protest. And now it's practically brought the entire Canadian government to its knees. The COVID tyrants in Ottawa are coming unglued. It's not that they hate protests. They just hate the wrong kind of protest from the wrong people. They love it when they get to unleash rioters and criminal domestic terrorists on the middle class. They're in ecstasy when they see mobs burning down police stations or lighting churches on fires or looting retailers or destroying century-old works of art. But get in your semi-truck and drive to your capital and call for the repeal of COVID restrictions? It's the end of the freaking world. The trucker protest has now gone on for a week, and Canadian police are openly talking about calling in the military to crush these protesters. They're shutting down streets. They're making wild threats to arrest people and try to drive the convoy out of the city. But instead, more cars and trucks are arriving every day. And so they're getting more aggressive. In Parliament, Canada's pathetic fake Conservative Party threw out their leader for even meeting with the truckers. The press is calling for the protest movement to be crushed like a military uprising. Big tech is in on it too. GoFundMe is trying to block over $10 million in fundraising from going to these truckers. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police sent a representative of the Crown to meet with these truckers in an eerie scene. Something that looks like war games, something that reminds us of a horrific movie or a recreation of genocidal events in our world's history. Look.
And right now, our communication to you is that a decision has been made to open up the highway. So we understand that the reason that you're here is to block it, to keep it shut down. We know that. But the highway has to become open. So the plan now is to invite everybody to take the next step. That being, let's get out to the trucks and you can start moving it on your own. If we're not able to facilitate that, then we'll be going through and removing the trucks on our own, along with the people associated to it. And the worst thing for you guys is to end up having a truck seized or impounded or forfeited to the Crown because of what's happening here today. As we've been instructed to do so by the people that are in charge of us.
So the message was, it's time to move. You're invited to come and move on your own.
And you're invited to stand with us as well.
And as that takes place...
It won't be taking place.
The other officers that are moving into position now are going to start taking enforcement action.
That's fine.
That's okay.
So if you are of the mind that you will be placed under arrest and your truck seized, that sort of thing, I guess the next best thing is to go out there and present yourself.
Forfeit your property to the Crown. Walk outside and present yourselves to be carted off en masse to a COVID concentration camp and locked up. The threat of physical force with weapons and the use of law enforcement and military assets to squash these people and their God-given rights is imminent. This isn't a movie. This is real. But still, the protests are spreading. Thank God. In Alberta, protesters have spent 5 days clogging up the border crossing in Coutts, one of the busiest freight crossings along the entire 2,000-mile border. And the RCMP have swooped in to harass those truckers and forcibly remove their vehicles. And of course, as all of this has been going on, the familiar lie has been told yet again. The Canadian leaders and propagandists claim that these convoys and that these blockades are the work of Vladimir Putin. Of course, the world's boogeyman. He's the one behind literally everything for these people. But of course, this isn't Putin at all. This is ordinary men and women making a difference, having their voices heard, and bringing the system to its knees. And that's exactly why elites hate them so much. They hate it when real people have a voice. Bonnie and Ken Gilliard are both truckers in Ottawa, and they join us now. Thank you both for coming. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
So are you Russian assets? Have you been deployed by Vladimir Putin to destroy and take down the Canadian government and tear up a democracy altogether to install fascism and socialism and communism into Canada? Is that what you represent?
We really don't. They're representing us like the truckers and the protesters are like terrorists and presenting it like that. But there's nothing like that here at all. In fact, it's one of the most peaceful gatherings that we have ever seen, and so patriotic. We've never seen so many Canadian flags and smiles and people dancing in the streets. The mayor has alluded to this being a festival of hate, and there's nothing but love out on the streets.
But let a career criminal home-invading thug called George Floyd, who held a loaded firearm to the abdomen of a pregnant woman and threatened to blow the unborn child out of her back, somebody who appeared on websites all over the place in pornographic films, somebody who distributed meth and fentanyl as a life choice, let somebody like that die of a fentanyl overdose on the streets of Minneapolis under the supervision of a cop where the jury completely got it wrong, and they will ship in bricks for you to destroy. The government will accommodate you and watch you while you burn and loot and rape and pillage and violently tear apart cities, causing $12 billion in damage over a three-month period of time, and you will do it with impunity. Do you see what's happening here? I mean, this is absolutely the ushering in of lawlessness. And lawlessness, the absence of rule of law, is the number one pivotal ingredient in the successful recipe for totalitarianism. That's what they want here. Do you agree?
Yeah, what we see here is, exactly the opposite of the riots that we saw in the States last year. We see the protesters here. The city's not providing garbage cans, so the truckers are actually hanging out their own garbage bags, collecting the garbage. The city's not clearing the sidewalks. Some elderly people were having a struggle getting around. So all the truckers got out their shovels and they shoveled off the sidewalks themselves. This is the cleanest event, let alone protest, whatever, July 1st, anything. This is the cleanest event that we've ever been at. And this is the most love I've seen in a large group of people since I went to a Jesus festival 25 years ago.
And what's going to happen? I mean, what is the end result here? These RCMP representatives are saying that the military is gearing up to come in and squash you guys. What are you going to do? Are you going to run in fear or are you going to hold your ground?
Well, we're not going to run in fear. And I've sent a message to the chief of police and I asked him to please not bring in the military against patriotic, peaceful Canadians who are just trying to have their voices heard. And, you know, people are upset at the noise that's taking place in Ottawa. Well, we've been trying to contact our representatives and get the government to listen to us for 21 months now. And we can't even get a return phone call or a return email. So really, this is a result of their lack of response to us that we've had no choice but to come here. And this isn't just an Ottawa protest. There are convoys happening this Saturday all across this country in support of what's taking place in Ottawa.
This $10 million that's being reviewed by GoFundMe, this was meant to provide diesel fuel and necessary supplies that the truckers need just to survive in cold weather, things like that that's happening up there. Are these resources now being blocked from truckers?
We heard they were blocked. Then they were talking about releasing them. Now they're saying they're blocked. And the way the media is portraying it, that's America, someone in America funding this protest. GoFundMe is an American company, but Canadians use that company all the time. And it's Canadians. Maybe there are Americans giving into it, but there are Canadians that are giving into that money. But the news is saying it's an American-funded protest.
I wonder why the media doesn't want to talk about the Soros-funded militia, the Soros-funded army that's taking place down at the Rio Grande right now that's physically invading our country here, or why they don't want to talk about the Soros-funded militants that infiltrate events like the 6th of January here, where a bunch of peaceful protesters gathered at our Capitol in objection to the fraudulent certification of state's electors in a stolen election during a Marxist coup d'etat to usher in the communism that we are seeing now. People say, Stu, why are you so stuck on COVID? Now you're telling me that people in Ottawa are saying we're tired of the noise. This is just forcing this down our throat relentlessly until we just buckle and accept this. And you are the symbolic, real presence that is saying, no, we're not going to accept this. This is the unified noncompliance that we've been talking here. Chris Skye in your country has been talking about unified noncompliance for a long time. And it doesn't get any more unified than over 50,000 truckers from the United States coming there to help you. And from all over the place, it's my belief that if the continents were connected, you'd have them here from countries worldwide.
I'm sure we would.
They're talking about counter-protesters coming into the city this weekend. So there is a potential of them coming in, and we don't know if these are paid actors or if these are people with real concerns, but they're saying on the news, counter-protesters are coming into the city this weekend.
And what would the counter-protest be? No, we want a lifetime of medical tyranny. We want to be shut down and locked down forever. We want smiles removed from the daily lives of our children as they wear oxygen-inhibiting bacteria-infested masks that don't stop the spread of a fart, much less a virus. I mean, what is it that you could possibly be protesting against? Of course they're paid. They're paid by the government. They're paid by Trudeau and Soros and the likes of the communists here that work for the Biden regime, which is Obama's third term. So you're not going anywhere. What about the physical supplies? I know that we talked about the money being shut off or maybe not or reviewed and who knows. But what about diesel fuel? Are you guys getting food and water? Are you getting the things that you need?
Well, when it was announced that the police were blocking, they have pickup trucks with these big fuel tanks in the back of them that drive to the transports to refuel. And when the city made a decision that they're not going to let those fuel trucks in anymore, we put a call out, as did many others, to the residents of Ontario. And people
Ottawa.
Are, Ottawa, and in surrounding areas, and people are coming from far and wide with jerry cans. This is what we call them in Canada, little jugs of diesel, and they're walking past the police blockades, and they're carrying it to the truckers themselves.
Have you talked to these cops?
Yes, we went up to one yesterday and asked them, is it true that you're told to not allow these fuel trucks to help out the truckers, to fuel the trucks? And he said yes. And I said to him, you should let them know that they're putting truckers and their families at risk. These are truckers that some of them have their wives and even their children sleeping in their trucks. So, and it's very cold here. So we said, please let them know that this is a high risk of having children and mothers out in the cold.
And what did the cops say?
He just said, that's above my pay grade.
Yeah. I'm just following orders. You see?
Yeah. Following orders.
Right.
Where have we heard that before? History is bound to repeat itself. And unless there is a strong resistance, and I mean strong resistance, this tyranny will overtake us if we let it, and we cannot. These are the times right now that we were born for. God is doing things right now in this world. This is a war of good versus evil. And those cops that are allowing this, that are enforcing this, that are just following orders, they'll be tried too. The world is watching. They need to be indicted, tried, and fried if they were any part of this at all whatsoever. Ken and Bonnie, thank you so much. We're praying for you. I've got about 30 seconds left here. Final words.
Thank you. Well, we're down here, boots on the ground. We came in a prayer truck with the convoy. We're asking all of Canada, if you cannot make it to Ottawa, then do a convoy in your local city in support. Decorate up your vehicles and do a convoy. Land maybe at the premier's house or at the office, the legislature, the city hall, wherever it is, in support of Freedom Convoy 2022. We love you all.
Amen.
All righty, take me back. I am back. Are you back? Okay. All righty, there we go. All right, John and John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Pastor Ernie.
Okay. Here, what the cops have done in Toronto there, Quebec, whatever, they have... they can't get the towing companies. They told the towing companies to start towing their trucks away, and they're refusing. Towing companies in Alberta, Canada, report a refuse the requests from the Royal Canadian Mounted Police to assist in removal of the trucks from Cutts Port of Entry on the north side of the Alberta-Montana border. You know, those towing companies, they're going to know. If they start towing these trucks, then they're going to be... they'll never be called on again. The truckers will not call them when they need a tow. Ed Martins from Exodus Car Transport, who also offers towing services, told the Western Standard, "We are here with our trucks at the blockade, but we are participating and are in full support of the truckers." One of the largest towing companies in the area already said that they don't want to get involved. Authorities searching for tow truck companies to assist the removal of trucks from Cutts border blockade are coming up empty-handed. The Western Standard spoke with a number of tow truck companies in southern Alberta, including Calgary, Lethbridge, and Medicine Hats. Goes on. And they can't find they're going all over trying to find. So praise the good Lord. Don't you wish that these cops that were out there had as much integrity as the truck drivers or the tow truck? Don't you wish that? They're not. You know, I would be ashamed. If I knew one of those cops and they took part of that, I would disfellowship with them, and I would tell them, you know, from here on out, I'm so ashamed of you, I don't want to have anything more to do with you. What do you guys think?
Well, Pastor Ernie, for this to be successful, it can't be a small percentage of the population. These truckers have to have backing. And there should be pastors out there with them and churches out there with them and, you know, all sorts of other people. Like you just said, the towing companies are not going to support the government. So that means that they're paralyzed. And if society backs the truckers, Trudeau's government will collapse. If they don't, it'll be crushed, and there'll be no hope, Pastor Ernie.
I look at this
as like the last chance.
That Trudeau is an evil little antichrist. He literally wants to do everything he can to, well, he made it clear he wants to try to eliminate and make Christianity in Canada illegal. That little weasel is hiding someplace right now. And I remember years and years ago when how they would talk about, well, there was even on the news about his mother having an affair with Fidel Castro. And, you know, they've been talking about that for years, about him being the illegitimate child. And I remember listening to one newscast with her, and she was just talking about she had spent time with Fidel. What a wonderful, wonderful man he was. I mean, just, I'm trying to think of the words sometimes she used were a little bit risque. But anyhow, there you go. And you can see why he's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's an admirer of communist China, because having a dictator allows them to turn quickly to make decisions regarding their economy. So, he's a commie sympathizer and lover. And the other thing is that GoFundMe has seized $9 million, and they said the reason was they have evidence from law enforcement that the previously peaceful demonstration has become an occupation with police reports of violence and other unlawful activity. So what they're going to do, $1 million was released to the truckers already, but this is a quote: no further funds will be directly distributed to the Freedom Convoy organizers. We will work with organizers to send all remaining funds to credible and established charities verified by GoFundMe. My opinion, Pastor Ernie, I think GoFundMe has done similar things with monies before. I don't think anyone should ever use GoFundMe again, because there are alternatives, and there's one called, I can't find the name of it, but there are alternatives to GoFundMe, and that company should get out of business.
Alrighty. I agree, and the other one is Fakebook. People should get out. You know, people keep sending me things. I won't go there on Fakebook. I won't go there because of what they've done. And here, you know, they've taken a big hit ever since Zuckerberg, had admitted that he took part in trying to overthrow the election, rigging the election. And so they've taken a big hit. And Fakebook is right now, they've lost billions. It was about $37 billion. But folks, don't send me anything on Fakebook, because, I can't, call me, do anything. But Fakebook is fake. They're antichrist, and you shouldn't be using them. They're your enemy. If you're a Christian, Fakebook is your enemy. Okay, now, you know what he was talking about here about evidence indicates false flag terror operation to be staged in Ottawa, and they're saying that the CIA's Mockingbird media is a part of this. And let me just read you. If there's one thing that scares the bejesus out of the New World Order globalist cabal, it's people power. Nothing frightens them like the spontaneous upwelling of raw, uncontrollable outrage. Nothing. Any mass protest that truly organically grown, grassroots-driven, and authentically people-powered sends the power elite into sheer panic. That's why Trudeau is hiding, which is exactly why his masters just sent globalist puppet Justin Trudeau into hiding with an obviously false COVID alarm. So then will all the powers that be do when Canada's awesome Freedom Convoy. Well, what would anyone expect the New World Order cabal to do if the largest truck convoy in the world, they say they're up to 70,000 trucks now, in the world history completely surrounded any major capital city and then brought the greater metro area to a complete standstill via total truck-imposed gridlock. You know, there's a saying, fellas, if you bought it, a truck brought it. If you bought it, a truck brought it. And you know what? You know, I would, for these cops, and but especially the corrupt politicians, those in Canada, but for those cops that are betraying their fellow countrymen and not doing the right thing, you know, I would hope that the empty store shelves would hit them first because they deserve it. It goes on to say, so what then? All the powers that be do with Canada's awesome freedom convoy? Well, what would anyone expect the New World Order cabal to do if the largest truck convoy in the world's history? Again, I just read that. In other words, we will do whatever they think they need to do quickly. Bust up the Canadian trucker protest because they don't. The cabal knows that they will soon be facing a worldwide domino effect as truckers across the planet pull off copycat protests wherever there is an 18-wheeler, semi-big rig driven. Now here, guys, they're planning on doing this here this spring or this summer. They're planning on having a bigger and in surrounding Washington, D.C., district of crime and corruption. What do you think?
Yeah, go for it. I'd like to go along. The truckers yeah. From 22.
Yeah, you and me both. Okay.
I think it's wonderful transparency because you can get a lot of good spinoffs of it. But the only thing is you got to be really careful because the FBI now are experts at infiltrating and then having agent provocateurs in there and, you know, have a trucker go, quote, trucker go crazy and, I don't know, ram cars, do this, that, and the other. That's the real problem with today. The government is—it's just natural for them to do what I just described. That's just part of—that's the part of the FBI now.
Yeah, I know it. I'm gonna open the phone lines here and take some calls in a minute. But before we do that, I'm just gonna hit you guys with a couple of things. Chuckie Schumer now is warning about dark money. Well, I mean, Chuckie knows a lot about dark money, don't he, fellas?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he's connected with the Soros.
Mark Zuckerberg's Facebook is going south financially. Zuckerberg is, people are dropping. This is why I encourage people to get off Facebook. Here, remember what we told everybody about 2 years ago? When we told everybody that these lockdowns, the face masks were worthless. They were worthless. The lockdowns would do a lot more damage than good. They were hurting business. This was about control. It was about control. It was about control. You had this. You walk into these stores. I was so amazed at how quickly people bought into this. And this shows you how gullible. This just shows you how gullible the American people can be. They fell for this stuff hook, line, and sinker. Still, even now, if you go into the post office or some of these stores, they got little spots on the floor for you to stand. These people are fools. They're fools. They're absolute fools. It's just an amazing thing that they have fallen for this stuff so quickly, so easily, so gullible. But anyhow, and then here you got Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi is telling people going to China for the Olympics, now don't say anything about them. Don't, because they're ruthless. No matter what they could do to you, there's no telling. Don't say. In other words, Nancy's Chinese, her fellow Chinese communists, Nancy's fellow communists are telling Nancy, you make sure that these people don't say anything bad about what they see here. And about, so Nancy's doing that. She's doing exactly what her fellow communists are telling her to do. And let me see here. Oh, one other thing very quickly before I take a call. Mike Pence is still trying to justify, he's out again, trying to justify his lack of courage and failure to decertify the bogus election of 2020. He had the complete and total. Trump is absolutely right when Trump, he has the right. See, that's the that's why they're trying to change that law now, so that the vice president can't, don't have the right to do what he's supposed to do. It's like everything, the Democrats are so corrupt. There's nothing, nothing about the Democrats that is not corrupt. Nothing. There's, I'll bet, I really do believe that there's not one Democrat in Congress that's not corrupt. All right, who do we have? I know Cliff will probably be the first one in. Who do we have? Okay, we got two Johns there and two Johns here. Well, okay. Let me go to Mac real quick. Mac, you're in the air.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's real simple. I was talking to a fellow worker and conservative and everything and motorcycle clubs, and a lot of them are conservative. He came up with a brilliant idea. I was talking about what's going on in Canada. He said, basically, he said, Mac, they stood up to him. He said, well, we got to stand up. And there's one real good way to get their attention. Seeing how it's a government of the people, by the people, for the people, and we pay them. Suppose that all the people that voted for Trump just say, okay, we're not paying our taxes. And then that, I'll tell you what, that'll fix it. Why should we? We pay them to serve us, and what do they do with the money that we pay? They betray us and try to take our money and then tell us what to do and kill us. So why should we pay people that are murdering us? Who
well,
you peace out?
You're right. And unfortunately, we, you know, the pitiful thing of it is all these Republicans that are supposed to be standing with us, they fall right in the line, just like with the Russia, Russia, Russia. The Republicans now are China, China, China.
When they sent me something about the Republican National Party, I wrote a big, nice note on there and sent it back to them. Drop dead. Forget it. They're not getting my support.
No.
Imprecatory prayers. As per Mark 9:29 and Luke 18:1-8, I'm praying again for Schumer, Soros, Gates, Pelosi, Harris, Biden, and Fauci to just drop dead, just kill them, because they are the enemy. You have a great night, Pastor, and I'm praying for you.
You too. Thanks, Mac. Let's go to our third co-host, John or Cliff. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, hi, guys. I had a question for John, which I'll get to in a minute, but a U.S. senator, one of the 50 Democrats from Mexico, there's a report he took the vaccine a week ago, blew out a blood vessel in his brain and had brain surgery, 49 years old. But I was thinking back to a video on YouTube, blood perspectives on the pandemic, blood clots and beyond. And the Dr. Bonti from Germany said that what happens is these spike protein cells get in the veins of the brain. And besides the possibility of the blood clots, you have killer lymphocytes rushing in because these spike proteins emit waste. And these killer lymphocytes scrape the blood vessels of the vein. So it's like similar to a tube and a bicycle tube, you know, that's you have it under the tire where it bubbles out. And he said, you know, this is happening because of, like, you know, when those people get that shaking, like these nurses in their legs, which doesn't stop. He said that's from this bubbling of the vessels. But he said that each time you take a dose of this stuff, the immune system remembers that process, and the killer lymphocytes rush in at a faster speed, a much faster speed. He said it amplifies and reinforces this process, and that's why you have a much greater chance of a stroke each time you take an
assist. I hear you. We have the whole board lit, Cliff, so you're going to have to ask John your question real quick.
A question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, John, I was looking at... it was Acts chapter 5:31, where it talks about forgiveness, it mentions Jesus as a prince, which was interesting, and Micah 7:18, where it says the Lord will pass over your sins. All this is positive, but if you're trying to say you're drunk and you ask, you're repenting and so forth, it it's difficult to just stop cold turkey, and then you might feel guilty and go back into it. What would you say to that?
Well, you're talking about someone that has a problem with alcohol?
Yeah.
Well, the way I treat that is I go to see Pastor Ernie. A lot of feedback.
Okay, I don't know what's going on there with the feedback, but
it might be coming from his line.
Probably, yeah. Do you have your radio on, John?
No. Do you want me to just listen? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, see, alcohol. Yeah. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, I stopped. Alcohol can be a symptom, and I look when I'm ministering to people to see if they have like a broken heart, and they might be using alcohol or drugs, anything addictive like that to kind of self-medicate. So it's not necessarily the alcohol. It's why did the person get into where they're addicted and have this problem with alcohol? So I look for a broken heart and then to minister, because Jesus said in Luke 4:18, he sent me to heal the brokenhearted. So that's where you start. And then you see if there's an emotional cause, some sort of a wound that the person is suffering from that alcohol is, or they started with it to self-medicate.
All right, very good. Let's go to John. John, you're in the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're in the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I think I ask people, please check out a couple of phrases, because it shows that the deviousness and the deception of the deep state and the media are really plotting some evil false flag plans, and they have a precedent back in the early 60s. It was called Operation Northwoods. Please look up Operation Northwoods, and also GLAD-IO Crimes of the U.S. Empire. GLAD-IO Crimes of the U.S. Empire, because this is totally vetted, and it was leaked by one of the highest whistleblowers against the deep state, connected to the National Security Agency, the NSA, the super CIA. And he revealed among the incredible evil crimes of the deep state, which is not communist or leftist, the plots of the deep state to stage a false flag terrorist attack against the American citizens, involving shootings and bombings against American citizens, mass murder, to be blamed falsely on Cuba as a pretext to invade Cuba full scale and overthrow their government. And one of the released documents in that Operation Northwoods, look it up, people, was how they smugly could rely on the United States Operation Mockingbird media to incite a wave of indignation against Cuba and drag the United States into a full-scale war. And it involved killing, mass murdering American citizens. Kennedy called it off. He was shocked by it, and he exiled the Pentagon potential orchestrators of this false flag attack against the American.
All right, John. You know what, John? Kennedy tried to get rid of the CIA. He was part of. He wanted to. He made that known, and I think that's what ended up why he ended up getting killed. One major reasons. I got to move on, though. Go ahead. Give me the next, John.
Hey, guys. I am so grateful to the Lord for you guys taking on this trucker convoy issue and showing it to the public. My question is, how can we finance them? Because GoFundMe is not working. They're blocking the money. It's getting clogged up. You have any other suggestions for how we can get money to them?
Yes, Pastor, and I found it in this article. As a Christian funding source called GiveSendGo.com, and I tried to reach it from Google, and I couldn't get there. It said the gateway timed out and all kinds of errors. So I went to DuckDuckGo, and you can get to Give, Send, Go, and they have said that they will take their funding and, you know, handle it properly and distribute it for them. So anybody should abandon GoFundMe and use Give, Send, Go.
All right, I think we'll do that. I think we're going to send some to the truckers.
That's fabulous. Thank you guys for that, because I understand there are Christian crowdfunding.
I do know.
Yeah. All right, thank you very much, John.
All right, good night.
You too. I wanted to announce one more time tonight before we go that Pastor Walter Moss will be our preacher this coming Sunday at the 6 p.m. Sunday service. He's an avid pro-life and works with the Blacks for Life, and he's going to be out there, well, preaching, and he always has a good message. He's the one who put out that booklet showing you how the black children have been targeted and how these liberals are just, you know, making so much money off the blood of innocent black children. All righty. And, you know, really, he really, too, exposes the Democratic Communist Party, the corruption and the hypocrisy. All righty. Who do we have next?
Mike in Florida.
Mike, you're in the air. Go ahead in Florida.
Yes. Thank you very much. I've told you before that God keeps telling me a million men march into Washington, D.C., and I've been getting visions of it all stopped up. Maybe he was talking about these trucks, but also he's telling me that people should start putting signs and carrying them on their cars, anything they can to say, go to God, repent, all kinds of things. He's telling me all this stuff. So I hope people start doing things like that, and praise God for their truckers.
All right, very good. Well, thanks. Just to let you know, Mike, a lot of people are. There are a lot of those. You see bumper stickers and signs. I'm seeing more and more signs in cars and trucks, you know, talk about repent or perish. And a lot of pro-American stand against the deep state, the dark state. So anyhow, and you got people have been sending me stick on Go Brandon stickers.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, thanks. Who do we have next?
Ryan from Michigan.
Ryan, you're in the air from Michigan.
Hi, I just wanted to say, I like the clip you played and the phrase you used about the source-funded whatever. I thought, I'm going to start using that phrase for everything. Source-funded government, source-funded police, source-funded. It's like putting the shoe on the right foot, you know. It's like calling what it is, the source-funded everything. Source-funded governor we have.
Yeah, we've been, it is, and we've been like telling people for years, John McTernan, you know, you've been with me for at least the last 10 years. We've been telling people how Soros is buying these prosecutors. He's buying them, these attorney generals. And we don't call them prosecutors. We call them prostitutors. They're corrupt. He said, you know, he's going out and he's looking for some of the most corrupt people that will do anything for money, sell their very souls, and they have. And Soros knows how to find them. And he sends his people out with a shopping list. Go out and find these people. Find the most corrupt people you can find. And he does.
I thought that was such a good description, Soros funded. Just describe him that way. Just every time, just in my own mind, just say that Soros funded police. But, you know, I'm with you 100% on that. I heard that clip, too, of Pence. Oh, he's not a sickening person. He's like the Benedict Arnold of this century.
He's finding out that you know, he wanted to make a run for president, and he sent out all kinds of mailings and that, and he's not getting a very good response.
Good.
from now on, he'll be known. That's the one thing he'll be known for from now on, is not when he had the chance to do the right thing, he failed.
You know, I have no respect for somebody like Hillary Clinton. At least she's what she pretends to be. If I were ever in a room with him, I'd say, why don't you just be a Democrat? That's what you are. But they destroy the, by pretending to be on our side, they destroy from within, you know. I think that's what he's doing.
I hear you. I got to move on, but thanks for coming. Colin, John, you've got 3 minutes. Can you give a, McTernan, can you give a, an invitation in 3 minutes.
Okay, Pastor Ernie. The Bible says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And for years, we've been sharing the gospel here. Pastor, I guess you, from the very beginning, you were always sharing the gospel. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. God has provided our way to have eternal life with him, or his way to have, for us to have eternal life with him. We've got to do it God's way, folks. It's not what we do, and I'm going to call it good works. That's something we do in connection with salvation. Salvation, look at it like God is a has a government, and the government has laws like here. And his law is the wages of sin is death. He is holy. He is beyond. He can't even look upon sin. That he is holy. But he loves us. So the way he bridged his holiness so that we could come to him in our, without sin, was Jesus. And he's the only begotten Son. He was with the Father for eternity. He came out of love, lived amongst us. We have the record of his life in the Bible, in the Gospels. And on the cross, when he was dying on the cross, God placed our sin on him and his righteousness on us. So that when we turn to Jesus Christ as our Savior, we repent. Repentance has to take place, folks. That's an act of the will. And when we confess Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, that he died on the cross and shed his blood, that transfer takes place. Without that transfer, without Jesus Christ, without repentance and Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will have to appear to before God. He's holy. You'll have to appear before him and answer for all your sin, which the wages of sin is death. This is serious, folks, what we share here at the end. Pastor Ernie has mentioned lately all the people that he knows passed away. They went to heaven because Jesus Christ was their Lord and Savior. And that's the only way. When you go to heaven, when you look at the Bible, the book of Revelation, chapter 5, verse 9, it says of the Lord, the new song, for you were slain and has redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every tribe and language and people and nation. Heaven is full of people, the whosoever's believe in him. And they were there because they believed Jesus died for them and shed his blood. And anyone, anywhere, God is no respecter of persons. He respects that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord.
He sure does, John. We're out of time, but listen, that was a very good invitation. I want to thank both you fellows for being here with us tonight and all the folks out there. And so until tomorrow, good night. God bless, and always, always, let's do it, fellas. Keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.